Pope Benedict reflected on Sunday's Feast of Christ the King during his Angelus message. In his address, the Holy Father said, "The kingdom of Jesus is not that of this world, but brings to fulfillment all of the goodness that, thanks to God, exists in mankind and in history."
In today's solemnity of Christ the King, we praise that the Lord may reign in our hearts. Sustained by his grace and faith and love, we trust that by bearing witness to him on earth, we may be found worthy of his promises in heaven.
The Pope said that if we practice love for our neighbor, according to the message of the gospel, then we make room for the reign of God, and his kingdom is realized among us. And he cautioned that if each one thinks only of his own interests, the world cannot help but go to ruin. The Holy Father then spoke of the beatifications scheduled for Monday in Japan.
Let us also rejoice in anticipation with our brothers and sisters in Japan, who celebrate tomorrow in Nagasaki the beatification of the venerable servants of God, Peter Kibe Kazue, and his 187 companion martyrs. May their victory in Christ over sin and death fill us all with hope and courage.
Near the end of the audience, Pope Benedict marked the 75th anniversary of the Great Famine, which killed millions of people in Ukraine and other areas of the then Soviet Union, which was under the communist regime.
Щиро вітаю українських паломників, дорогі брати і сестри, цими днями.
Speaking in Ukrainian, the Pope expressed his hopes that no political system can ever again, in the name of ideology, deny the rights of the human person and his freedom and dignity. He said that all of the innocent victims of that immense tragedy were in his prayers, and he prayed that the Mother of God help the nations involved to proceed along the paths of reconciliation and to construct the present and the future in mutual respect and in the sincere search for peace. I'm Charles Collins.